I'm Craig, he's Chris. Every Thursday at this time, we take the spotlight off of Tubbs and we put it right on to the sports editor of the Argus Leader. Find out what's on his mind. We call it Stu's Views.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Chris. And Taryn Christian has a very tough decision to make, and the time is drawing near.
What, running right or left through all of the defenses in AAA football?
Does he want to score on the first play of the game or the second play of the game? Does the Roosevelt quarterback want to play major Division I football in the Mid-American Conference or stay close to the home and perhaps chase national titles with regional FCS programs, NDSU and SDSU? Christian, whose playmaking ability within Roosevelt's spread offense makes him an enticing prospect, recently returned from visits to MAC programs Ohio and Eastern Michigan and was intrigued by what he saw. Ohio is coached by former Nebraska coach Frank Solich, while EMU's offense will be under the direction of first-year coordinator Kalen DeBoer, the former USF head coach. Both teams employ a spread offense with power reads and a vertical passing game, which fits right into Christian's strengths as he eyes his third year as a starter for Kim Nelson's Rough Riders. Said Christian, "I really like the offensive scheme at both schools. They went through some stuff and showed me where I could shine, and it was very similar to what we're doing at Roosevelt. I'd like to stay in a spread where my game excels more and I can throw or run when I need to." Of the schools that have offered scholarships, Christian has narrowed his list to Ohio, Eastern Michigan, Wyoming, NDSU, and SDSU, eliminating USD and Northern Iowa from consideration. "I never really felt it at USD," he said when asked about his in-state options. "I felt I would be more comfortable at SDSU and had more interest from SDSU." Christian also doesn't sound enamored by Wyoming under the direction of former NDSU coach Craig Bull. He is scheduled to visit Laramie with his parents on August 9th, but might cancel that trip, which could speed up his decision, originally slated for mid-August. "I need to talk to my parents and see what they think," said Christian, adding that
That's
Wyoming.
That's a good idea.
you don't want to move to Wyoming. Nothing good in Wyoming.
Part of this.
Nothing good in Wyoming. Just forget about it.
That's the first teenager whoever is going to ask his parents an opinion on what his next move might be. He's got Wyoming at the bottom of his list of five finalists. It's sort of a nerve-wracking process, but it's fun. I just want to take the time and make sure I'm comfortable wherever I go. Christian is being recruited as a quarterback by all the remaining schools, and he expects to redshirt his first year to pick up the offense and get physically stronger for the next level of competition. He says he sounds like he could find a comfort level at SDSU, which has adjusted its offense to fit personnel in the past and could really shake things up with the Riders standout on campus. "I got along well with the coaches there," said Christian. "They're saying that if I went there, the offense would kind of change. They put in more power reads to get me into the run game more often. It was pretty much the same deal to NDSU." The rising senior is torn between playing at the highest level possible, be FBS, and getting a chance to play closer to family and friends with the Dakota FCS schools. If it comes down to SDSU and NDSU, it will be a good measuring stick to see if the Jackrabbits can curtail the ability of the defending national champs to dip into South Dakota for top-tier recruits in the post-bowl era. The decision will arrive soon, and then Christian will join Ohio State recruit Grant Schmidt and fellow Division I prospect Chase Vinatieri to make Roosevelt an odds-on favorite to claim a state title and send her electrifying signal caller out on top. That is Stu's Views for Thursday, July 24th, 2014.
Very good. I do have to correct you on one thing, Stu. They are not the defending champion. They
three
are the
time.
Three-time defending champion.
I knew that was coming.
Just a... you need me to proofread
from
it
Bison
next time.
Bison boy over here, yeah.
You need me
never misses a trick, does he?
You need me to proofread it. Let me know.